Jerry West has joined us on Sports Byline. He has authored the book West by West, My Charm Tormented Life. And, of course, he is a Hall of Famer who has been an NBA champion, an MVP of the NBA Finals, an Olympic gold medal winner, and an executive who helped lead the Lakers to 6 NBA championships. And over his fine career, he averaged 27 points a game, and he was voted as one of the 50 greatest players in NBA history. And he played 14 years in the NBA, all of those with the Lakers, and, of course, he coached the team for 3 years as well. You know, when this book came out, it got a lot of publicity, and when I look at the subject and everything, I thought, I wonder how easy or how hard this book was for you to write. How was it, Jerry?
Well, it was an extremely difficult book to write. When I first started, I was kind of excited about it because I think there's some things that a lot of people in this world have to deal with and have to cope with in their lives that goes unsaid. And I didn't want to write a book that would embellish who I was. I really didn't want to take any cheap shots at anyone because that's really not who I am. I wanted to write a book that was truthful, that was about my experience in life, and hopefully for the people who have experienced some of the same things I had, it would be inspirational to them, and particularly young kids. You know, all athletes' lives are not the same, and there's some incredible stories. And I saw one the other day. They were talking to a kid from the New Orleans Saints, and I forget his name, but he was an end, and mother dropped him off at a juvenile delinquent place and said goodbye to him. And to see him where he is today, to me, it was very inspirational. And you can overcome things in your life if you're determined, if you're a goal setter, and particularly if you have an imagination.
I would think that somebody with your career and all that you've accomplished would be very protective of that. And I know that Karen, your wife, and your 4 sons and also your siblings as well, did not want you to write this book. What was the battle between yourself in deciding whether to do it or not, given that perspective?
Well, you know, I would have been less than honest to say that some of my family members didn't want me to write this. You know, I think all of us, we have our ghosts and we have our demons, and I think there were some subjects in there that certainly weren't popular to talk about. And books like this can be anything to any people. Some people look at it as just writing a book that has no pertinent meaning. To me, it had a meaning, and again, I'm just hopeful that people can take something from it that's important, and particularly young kids who've lived it, and a lot of athletes who've lived similar lives to mine.
Was it cathartic for you, Jerry, now that you look back upon having written this book?
Well, yes and no. When I was doing it, there was a time when I was very excited about, you know, being an athlete, and particularly just moving to Los Angeles when I was really young. And those were the fun years, the years that were, you know, filled with mystery. You didn't know what the heck was going to happen to you. You had, an opportunity to start a different life than I had hoped for, but I didn't dream possible. And then getting into some of the things that I think, so influenced my life, those were the hard things. And there was a couple of times I just wanted to quit because I just felt it was too invasive, and no one was here to, and particularly my father, to defend himself. And it was the best of times and worst of times, to be candid with you.
One of the things that I think would be interesting is that when someone looks at it as they're living it, is certainly a lot different than when they look back upon it many years later. Did the perspective that you had looking at it now, as compared to when you were living it, what were the differences there, Jerry?
Well, you know, when you're little and when you're afraid to go home, that's not a very good thing. A home is supposed to be where, you know, you feel safe and secure. You're supposed to have a life that's about love and family. And we had a family, a large one, 3 boys and 3 girls. And it wasn't like that. It was my sister, I think, aptly described it best. It was an ice house. And looking back, I did learn a lot from it. I really did, but I learned things the hard way, and things that still are part of me today I learned. You know, I always said that I could have chosen 2 courses in my life, to be violent and or to be the other way. I've chosen to be the other way. And to me, you embrace people, the people who embrace you, you know, you're always I was always taught, you know, you be nice to everyone. You have help anyone you can, any way, shape, or form. Try to be the best person you can be. And along the way, I tried to be a good person. I wasn't, obviously, but far from being a perfect person, and I don't think we have any of those. But it was just it was helpful, but yet very, very punitive going through it as a young kid. As I got older, there's something that I was left with, an enormous desire to win and an enormous desire to compete and excel, which has always been part of my life.
We're certainly all a product of our roots, and you write in the book, come with me, come to the flinty, hardscrabble world of West Virginia where I grew up, a world of Methodist church bingo, Red Ryder BB guns, and coal tipples of mean dogs, particularly a dog named Bear, and also sneaky cats and heated political discussion among edgy union men. You say, I cherish my solitude, did I ever, because I lived in a home where I did not want to be for much of the time. As a result, winter was always the season I dreaded most. Tell me more about where you grew up and about the state of West Virginia, because most people, I think, you know, only realize where they are and what they've experienced.
Well, you know, West Virginia, I've been coming back here for 40 years. I have a home back here. I don't want to ever forget where I came from. It's so important to me. University was my life. They gave me a chance to live my dreams. And I think in the process of doing those things, you have so much to be thankful for, but yet, for me, winters were not good. And, you know, you're more confined. You're around places, frankly, inside of my house I didn't want to be at times because it was pretty ugly there. But it still was a part of my life. And the one thing about West Virginia people, I've said, I don't know if you can find a nicer group of people or more helpful group of people anywhere in the world. And for me, that's why I come back here so much. The people are unbelievably loyal. I don't know if they forgive you for everything you do wrong, but they're certainly people that I have a great deal of respect for, because it has not been easy back here for these people. They're hardworking. You know, it's about coal, and it's going to be about gas back here. It's about pride in the State University of West Virginia. It's about the beautiful scenery, the mountains, Switzerland of America. But yet it's just kind of a simple way of life back here, and that's why I do enjoy coming back to this state.
You mentioned about having suffered through depression, and you also talk very candidly in this book about your dad and how brutal he was. You say, I would go to bed feeling like I didn't even want to live. And it's a, you know, it's a book that's very, very candid this way. Have you come to grips or come to any better understanding of why your dad was the way he was toward you?
You know what? I will never have any idea, because I thought I was a good kid. I think everyone, when you look back, I've always tried to look and say, you know, what did I do wrong? And I don't think there's really any explanation for that. My father was, there was no drinking allowed in my house. There was nothing like that at all. And people asked me on more than one occasion, is this, you know, was this a pattern? It wasn't a pattern always. You just didn't know when it was going to come. And there's nights I'd go to bed and I'd say to myself, I do not want to live here. I don't want to live. It was just no fun for a young, innocent kid to have to go through this. And were there good things in the house? Yes. You know, my family was, all my brothers and sisters were very nice people and very smart people. And I was, you know, unfortunately, I was the one who saw most of this, even though it wasn't limited to me.
Yeah, the fact that you threatened your dad with the gun that you said you kept by your bed, if the abuse did not end, did that have any effect on him?
You know, I'm not sure, because at that point in time, I had a brother who was, you know, he was kind of the apple of everyone's eye, a wonderful person, you know, everyone loved and wanted to be around. He was deeply religious. And a tragic thing happened. He got killed in Korea. And when that happened, this house changed a lot. And I think it changed for the better in terms of it wasn't abusive anymore. It just was a house of sorrow. And he was the one that was kind of the beacon of our family and the one who everyone loved. And It was a horrible part of my life, but that also made a huge impact on my life.
You know, Jerry, when you think about what you ultimately accomplished and the person you ultimately came to be, and think about where you started and how low it was, do you have an appreciation for what you've been able to accomplish?
You know, I have never, and again, this is hard for people to believe because, you know, it's something I just love to compete, and I did not do this for fame or fortune because there certainly wasn't any money in it when we played. I did it because I love to compete. The day of games were the most special thing for me in my life, and for 18 years of my life, 4 years in college, and even though you couldn't play on the varsity as a freshman then, and then for 14 years of my life in the NBA, those were days that were filled with joy for me. They were enormously exciting because of just of the competition. And I think wearing uniform at West Virginia University was one of the most prideful things. I think playing in Los Angeles, and particularly in West Virginia, I think when you wore the uniform, it was more than playing for the university. You weren't playing. You were playing for the state. And then going to Los Angeles, and that was a terribly exciting part of my life, the first team on the West Coast. Now look at all the teams out there. And just to have an opportunity to play at a level which I never dreamed possible when I was growing up, those were enormous things in my life. And I think I was driven by a lot of things I saw as a kid, and particularly my brother's death.
Jerry West has joined us. He is the author of the book West by West, My Charmed, Tormented Life, and, of course, NBA Hall of Famer. We'll talk about 1960 because that was a very special transformation year in his life. We do that as we continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's sports talk show, Sports Byline.